From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The recent market crashes have investors worried about a relapse or maybe a replay of the crisis that shook the global economy 3 years ago. Like in 2008, world markets have collapsed together and quickly. But the crisis of 2008 was centered in the banking system. It involved subprime mortgages and other financial products. This time, the crisis has more to do with politics, and not just in the U.S., as NPR's Tom Gelton explains from Madrid.
It wasn't the size of the U.S. budget deficit that prompted S&P to downgrade U.S. credit last week. It was the inability of the parties in Congress to get a better agreement to reduce the deficit. The ratings agency cited political paralysis in explaining its downgrade decision. That same issue could also explain why credit agencies have a problem with Spain.
El consenso entre los partidos se ha convertido en una misión imposible en España.
Vicente Jiménez, the managing editor of El País, Madrid's leading newspaper, says getting a consensus between the political parties in Spain has become mission impossible. That's not good. Like in the U.S., economic progress in Spain will depend on building a political consensus behind a reform program. But José Ignacio Wirt, one of Spain's leading public opinion experts, says recent polls suggest the Spanish people are down on all their political leaders.
The government has the lowest confidence rate in modern history in Spain, but it's also about the political establishment as a whole.
It's a similar situation in Italy. European leaders last week made Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi promise a balanced budget in exchange for help financing Italy's huge debt. That'll be a tall order for him and the rest of the Italian government. All over Europe, this new debt crisis is totally wrapped up in politics. José Manuel Barroso, the president of the European Commission, opened a summit of European heads of state last month with a challenge. If the euro monetary zone is to be saved, the richer countries have to show solidarity with the poorer ones.
They have said they will do what it takes to ensure the stability of the euro area. Well, now is the time to make good on that promise.
Again, a political challenge to Europe's leaders. 3 years ago, it was the world's banks whose credit standing was damaged. Governments in Europe and the U.S. came to the banks' rescue, backing them up with their own good credit. This time, it's the European governments themselves, particularly those on the periphery of the continent, whose credit is in jeopardy.
If there is a solution to this, it will be a political one.
This is an online video commentary by John Outher, who directs the Lex column in the Financial Times newspaper.
If politicians can work out a way of convincing the world that the full eurozone stands behind all the countries at the periphery, then there need not be a crisis in those sovereign credits. But obviously, that is a huge political task.
And getting huger by the day. Politicians in Berlin say they oppose this idea of putting Germany's credit behind the weak governments in the south. That's critical. The German parliament will need to approve a eurozone rescue effort, just as the Italian and Spanish parliaments need to approve reform packages in order to be rescued. Whether in Washington or Europe, there could hardly be a worse time for political systems to turn dysfunctional. But that's what's happening. And it worries El País editor Vicente Jiménez in Madrid.
Cuando tú deterioras en democracias,
we can someday escape our economic problems, Jiménez says, but when your democratic institutions deteriorate, it's very hard to rebuild them. In fact, if your democracy deteriorates, you may not escape your economic problems anytime soon. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Madrid.